Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Oscar, and we are calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. Does you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on political campaign?
No, I guess not.
Thank you. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how will you vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate and Florida State on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely voting or are you not very likely to vote?
Oh, definitely voting.
Definitely. Okay, thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or no party affiliation, or some other political party?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduated, a college graduate with a bachelor, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background, African-American, Asian, white, Caucasian, or other?
White.
Thank you. What is your age?
74.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gotten off and then wrong track?
What things?
In general, in Florida, like the economy, in general.
Oh,
they're going right direction or wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. Now, from the following list, which issue should the governor and the state focus on? And this is the following. Illegal immigration, local growth and development, the economy and jobs, access and cost of healthcare, crime and public safety, K-12 education, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, taxes, housing and property insurance costs, abortion.
Healthcare, I guess.
Healthcare, okay. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describe you how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? You will be definitely voting for Democratic candidate or probably vote for the Republican candidate or less likely for each of those.
Definitely for the Democrat candidate.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Yes.
Do you approve or disapprove it?
I approve.
We can say somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate me if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or you never heard of that person, you just let me know, okay? Maxwell Frost?
Don't know it.
Never heard, okay? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
No, don't know her. Sean, yeah, right. Thank you.
Okay. Susan Plasencia?
No, don't know it.
Never heard. Nate Douglas?
No.
Never heard. Thank you. Now, you will be now asked a few short questions about the upcoming November elections. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Reform Party candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or another party candidate?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting.
Now, among a smaller list of candidates, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And would you say that you are definitely voting for him or probably voting for Joe Biden?
Definitely.
And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Nate Douglas, the Democrat candidate, Susan Plasencia, the Republican candidate?
The Democrat candidate.
The Democratic candidate, okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Nate Douglas, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting for him.
Okay. All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to deliver for your community, or a candidate that who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform the state government?
Probably a candidate that's going to bring fresh reform.
Thank you. And compared to 4 years ago, will you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Not much worse.
Thank you. Over the last 4 years, just a couple of questions more and we are done with the survey. I appreciate your help a lot. Over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher, interest rates are at record levels, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for these higher costs, President Joe Biden and Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C., or the Republicans who control the state government?
Republican governor.
Thank you. You will now be given a statement about each of these candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate you will be more likely to vote for. Nate Douglas, a proud African-American progressive who wants to stand up to the extremist MAGA or MAGA Republicans and drastically change things in Florida. Better represent the needs of underserved groups like minorities, immigrants, young people, and members of the LGBTQ community. To achieve this, Douglas supports things like rising taxes on the wealthy, canceling a student loan debt, and creating a Green New Deal for Florida. We have also Susan Plasencia, a Hispanic woman, who believes the dysfunction in Washington, D.C. is an embarrassment and is making things worse for everyday Americans. As your state representative in Tallahassee, Susan Plasencia is a public servant who fights for good ideas to help people, not a politician who serves herself. Plasencia has consistently worked with both Republicans and Democrats to deliver things like middle-class taxes cuts, teacher pay rises, insurance reform, and relief for seniors. Between those statements, for which would you vote better, Nate Douglas or Susan Plasencia?
Nate Thomas, the first guy you mentioned in the list.
Nate Douglas.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And if you knew the following statement about Susan Plasencia were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Susan Plasencia in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each will make you no difference, you can indicate me that as well. The first statement for Susan says, Susan Placencia believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Susan Placencia wants to take bold action like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root out of corruption and profiting and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customer in the form of lower rates. Do you think that it's true, it's no difference for you, much less likely, somewhat less likely, or much more likely?
Less likely.
Also, Susan Placencia knows that Floridians are having a harder time keeping up with the rise in groceries prices and insurance rates. That's why Susan Placencia voted for a record tax cut of $4.2 billion, including permanent tax cuts on baby supplies like cribs, diapers, and strollers. You think that's no difference for you, much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
Much less likely.
Also, like many longtime residents in your community, Susan Placencia believes that growth and development have gotten out of control. Placencia supports resident-led efforts to limit commercial and residential development in suburban and rural areas. Do you think that's true, that's no difference for you, much less likely?
Did you say limit in urban areas?
Limit commercial and residential development in suburban and rural areas.
No, that wouldn't make me want to vote for her, no.
So we can say much less likely, or...
Yeah, much less likely.
Okay. Also, Susan Placencia believes in protecting and strengthening public education in Florida, which is why Placencia voted for record increases in public school funding, as well as for an additional $2.5 billion for teacher pay rises. Has no difference for you. Much less likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely, or somewhat more likely?
I vote... Four. She's for pay raises?
Let me go over again. It says that Susan Placencia believes in protecting and strengthening public education in Florida, which is why Placencia voted for record increases in public school funding, as well as for an additional $2.5 billion for teacher pay rises.
Yeah, that would make me more likely to vote for her.
Okay, thank you. And also, as a single mom, Susan Placencia understands the risk of our children face online. That's why Placencia support a law to create online protection for children from predatory social media companies that have made our children addict to their dangerous sites. That's made no difference for you, much less likely, or somewhat less likely?
No difference.
And the last statement, Susan Placencia believes that every child deserves the same access to a world-class education regardless of their zip code, which is why Placencia voted for the largest expansion of the school choices in state history so more parents can send their child to the school that best meets their needs at all, no additional cost at all. That makes no difference for you, much less likely, somewhat less likely, the statement?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Nate Douglas, the Democratic candidate? Susan Placencia, the Republican candidate?
Nate.
Nate Douglas. And would you say you are definitely voting for Nate Douglas, or probably?
What was that?
And would you say that you are definitely voting, or probably voting for Nate Douglas?
Probably voting for Nate Douglas.
Now, you will know that be given some more statement about Susan Placencia. Would you each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Susan Placencia in the election?
I'm going to... Yeah, it's too long now. I'm going to have to stop my survey right there. I've got to deliver this DoorDash order.
Oh, okay. It's okay if I can maybe call you a later time to finish this?
No, because I'm really, they're hard questions, and I think I'm done with what I want to answer right now.
Okay, I understand. Have a nice day.
Okay, thank you. Okay.